Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It's the real or fake news quiz. It's a game where I give the three people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me if they are real or fake. Last week in a nail biter, Kim St. Ange beat Ethan 5-4.
Because I let her.
And because they were teaming up against Mark Cox, who only had three.
Yes, indeed.
Year to date.
Let's go.
Kim St. Ange has 7. Mark has 4. Kim, right. Since you are victor. Oh, yeah. And Ethan, you have none.
Woohoo!
You are a victor. Returning champion. You get to go first.
Okay.
Real or fake? In 2023 alone, 10 NFL players were suspended for sports betting. Double all the years previous. Is that real or fake?
We'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I would also say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with fake.
It's real. From 1963 to 2022, 5 players were suspended for gambling. In the last year, 10. 7 of them indefinitely.
I'm surprised it hasn't made bigger headlines. That's true.
It's the NFL. NBA, we were talking about NBA,
yes.
But the NFL.
I thought it would be more.
Same.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, speaking of gambling, real or fake? Ethan Bright. According to casinos.us, California, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, and Missouri all share the same item at the top of their bucket list. Is that real or fake? I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I don't understand the question, but I will say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going with fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll shake it up and say real.
It is real. They all think that they want to see the Northern Lights at the top of their bucket list.
Really?
Yes. The number one for the entire United States is to retire early.
But how
Northern
early?
Lights?
People want to see the Northern Lights.
I mean, I would like to, but
look it up
I don't
on your
think
computer.
I...
A lot cheaper, easier. They're lights. But go ahead.
Mark Cox, real or fake? Axe Body Spray has a new customer, Grouchy Sheep. Real or fake?
What?
Axe Body Spray has an unlikely new customer, Grouchy Sheep.
Who's Grouchy Sheep? What's Grouchy
Sheep?
Sheep
that are grouchy.
Oh.
Angry sheep.
Carl, that's fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I got to try to catch up. I'll say real.
It's fake.
Ah, thank you.
Mark has one for him.
Look at that.
Congratulations, Mark. Kim St. Ange.
Better grouchy.
Grouchy.
Kim St. Ange.
Yes.
According to Google Trends, Missouri is the second in the nation for searching Taylor Swift's new album. Real or fake? In the last week, I'll give you that.
I don't know. Blah. Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake as well.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
It's real. Behind Utah.
Okay.
Google Trends. Behind Utah.
We have fewer people.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, there have to be more people in New York and California doing that than Missouri.
Or maybe, even Chicago.
Maybe they're like you, Mark, and they don't care.
Well, that's possible.
Whose turn is
that's
it?
That's possible.
Oh, it's Ethan's turn.
Oh.
Real or fake? Ethan, blowing off steam is a good way to calm down. Scientists have now proven. Doing cardio.
I'll say true.
Mark Cox.
I'll say true. That makes sense.
Real.
Say nudge. It's fake. Blowing off steam is not a good way to calm down. They say do calming techniques rather than work yourself up.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well,
yeah, I'm not a hippie.
Yeah.
It's a review of 154 studies.
Do they also say hug a tree and that makes you feel better?
It might.
It's Earth Day.
Pick that up some trash.
That is true. It is Earth Day.
We'll all be hugging trees later today.
All got that one wrong. All right. Let's do this one. Real or fake, Mark Cox, Terry the dog, who played Toto in The Wizard of Oz, made more money per week than the Munchkins. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
Ethan Bright.
I think that's absolutely real.
It is absolutely real. The dog made $125 a week. The Munchkins made $50 or $75 if they had a speaking part. And with that...
winning.
She won again.
Uh-huh. Just got lucky.
5-2-1.
Those were some tricky questions today.
trying to do better, making them not as... I still was topical.
Good questions, Carl.
There's got to be some kind of tell or something we're missing, Mark.
Yeah, I think you're right.
When I filled in for Ryan Wiggins, when I did X's and O's, I told the Annie Fry team that Ryan has a tell in his questions.
I know. He didn't like that very much.
He's changed it up, though, so that's good for him.
We just got to find out yours.
Yep.
I don't think I have one, unless the people that are listening know.
It's possible.
And it's possible. I'm thinking of adding stakes to the real or fake news quiz. As in, like, if you win, you get
something.
You get a
steak?
I would take a
steak.
Perfect.
For real.
Yeah. I like that.
Medium,
you buying?
Medium rare is how I take my steak. Garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh,
you added an A. This is S. No, yeah. You added an
right.
E.
All
that's
right.
It.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.